living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Here's your cornflakes, children. There you are. Don't walk in your breakfast, darling.
Who are you talking to?
To Alice's children.
Children?
Uh-huh. Shirley, Dorothy, Marianne, Yvonne. That one there, I think, is a Marvin.
How do you keep their names straight?
I don't have to. They do it themselves. Watch. Dorothy. You see?
Yeah, but how do you know that that's Dorothy?
Well, why should she answer to somebody else's name? Darling, how many eggs do you want for breakfast?
Two.
Oh, dear, I only ordered three. One for you, one for me, and one for Ed.
You don't order eggs from a chicken. No, what?
Alice, if it isn't too much trouble, could we have just one more egg, please? Would you like to have a white one or a brown one?
Lisa, a hen doesn't lay eggs on cue. Just because you ask her to lay an egg doesn't mean she's going to... But there it is! How do you do that?
Well, I didn't do that. Alice did it.
Oh, you've got the milking pail, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, yeah, no. If you don't mind, I'm going to milk Eleanor today myself.
That shook her up.
Darling, don't you think it would be better if Ab would milk Eleanor today?
I gotta learn.
Don't you think you ought to have one more lesson on a rubber glove?
I'm going to milk Eleanor this morning. Would you like to come and watch?
Darling, don't you think it's rather personal?
Personal?
Anyway, I have to get dressed. Well, when are you going to drive me into Hootersville?
Lisa, it's Hooterville.
When did they change it?
I'm not going into Hooterville.
Well, you promised to take me.
What for?
I have to have my hair done. Because there's a meeting for the Every Other Wednesday Afternoon Discussion Club today. Because today is the Every Other Wednesday when they discuss today.
Well, I'll take you in just as soon as I can.
At 12 o'clock?
I don't know.
At 1?
Maybe.
At 2?
All right, 2.
That would be too late.
You tell me when.
1 is perfect. Thank you, Alice. But I really wasn't talking to you.
All right? This right?
Yeah, that's where the action is. Easy. You ain't pulling taffy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eleanor.
Mr. Douglas, it's all in the way you use your fingers. Watch.
Hey. All right. You drained her.
Keep trying.
Hey!
Keep milking. Mr. Douglas, I think you've made a friend.
How are you, Mr. Kimball?
Fine. Well, not really fine. I didn't sleep well. No, I was worried about... What was I worried about? Well, now I won't get any sleep tonight worrying about what I was worried about. But that's no worry of yours, is it?
Oh, where'd you get the milk?
Hey, I milked Eleanor this morning.
Bet you had to use a little pull to get it, huh?
I'll put the milk in the house, and you come out in the fields with me, huh?
Sure.
All right.
What for?
You said you'd come over today and tell me how to fertilize my wheat.
Certainly. That's what we county agents are here for. Of course, that's not the only reason we're here. We have a baseball team, too.
That's very interesting.
Yes, the chief insists that we keep fit. Well, like he said to me the other day. Mildred, he said.
Mildred?
Ah, I guess he was talking to my mother. Well, he couldn't have been talking to my mother. Her name is Sarah. I wonder why he called me Mildred. Oh, I see Alice is hard at work there.
Oh, Mr. Kimball. Let me show you something. Alice, one egg, please.
That's a very good trick. Does she do any others?
It always works with Mrs. Douglas.
Well, I guess a human being follows directions better.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Mrs. Douglas tells her how many eggs she wants, and Alice lays them.
Oh. Mrs. Perkins used to talk to her chickens.
Oh?
No, she talked to boll weevils. Oh, she had long conversations with them. Yeah, they discussed everything. A very remarkable woman. I wonder if her husband still goes up and visits her on the weekends. Alice, one egg? Well, Mr. Douglas, this is one of the finest looking... Well, not the finest looking, but... It says wheat, isn't it?
Yes!
How long has it been growing?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Look at this.
Oh, that's a weed.
How long has it been growing?
2 days.
Maybe you should have planted this. Certainly have the soil for it.
I'm not interested in growing weeds. I want to find out how to make my wheat big and strong.
Big and strong?
Mm.
Well, you might put some nitrogen and phosphorus on the soil.
How much nitrogen and phosphorus should I treat the soil with?
Oh, I'd say about 100 pounds per acre. Mm. Now, I suppose the next question will be, how do I apply it?
Yes.
Guess what?
How do I apply it?
I knew that was going to be your next question. Yeah, we county agents have developed a sort of a sixth sense for those sort of things. Now, there are three methods for applying... No, there are two. No, there are three.
What are they?
Well, one is a rather primitive method of applying. It was used back in the early settlers' days in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and certain sections of the Delaware Water Gap. They called it shoveling.
Shoveling?
Yes. Yeah, they'd get a shovel with a big bag of fertilizer and just sort of shovel it around. Oh, except in the Delaware Water Gap, where they used a spade. Oh, it wasn't really a spade, but it had a long handle. It was a,
What was the other method?
Of what?
Good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Douglas. My, you certainly look pretty this morning. I like your hair.
My husband told you to say that.
No, he didn't. Did you?
No.
Darling, are you ready to take me into Hootersville now?
Oh, I can't right now. I'm discussing my crop with Mr. Kimball.
Oh. What a lovely little wheat.
No, that's not wheat. That's a weed.
Well, what's the difference between a wheat and a wheat?
There's no wheat.
In which one?
In anything you've said. Look, I'll take you into Hooterville just to...
Ah! Oh! You said a V.
Well, there is a V in Hooterville.
I hope there's also a beauty parlor.
Beauty shop, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Oh, Sue Ann Bedlington.
Oh, is she any good?
She's the best blacksmith in the county.
Blacksmith?
Yeah, she does all the horsetail braiding at the county fair. She'd probably be glad to help you if there's no horses waiting.
Well, I don't want to stand in line with horses. Now, look
Lisa,
here, Mr.
Lisa,
Drucker.
Lisa, please. Look, Mr. Drucker, I have got to have some fertilizer.
Yeah, I'll be glad to help you as soon as I finish my inventory.
How come that you are glad to help him, but you won't help me?
Well, I could if you needed some fertilizer.
But all I need is a beauty parlor.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Douglas. There just ain't one in the whole valley.
Well, what kind of a valley do you call yourself without a beauty parlor?
Well,
that's the trouble with you men. All for one and no one for a beauty parlor.
Lisa.
You man, you want us to be beautiful. Now, how can we be beautiful if we haven't got a place to go and do it?
Yeah, but Mrs.
Those
Douglas...
days are here and gone.
On this every other Wednesday afternoon discussion club, we are going to have more to discuss on this every other Wednesday afternoon than we ever had on any other every other Wednesday afternoon. Beauty parlors. That's what I'm here to discuss. A beauty parlor. We need one in the valley.
What for?
Mrs. Ziffel, when your husband comes home tired from the barn, don't you want to look nice for him?
Fred? All he cares about is his pigs.
Mrs. Ziffel, don't you want him to notice you?
The only time Fred Ziffel would notice me is if I had a long snoot and an apple in my mouth. Oh, be quiet, Doris. Let's listen to Mrs. Douglas.
Thank you, Mrs. Watson. Every woman should have her hair done. Now, how could we go to a cocktail party with our hair like this? Or to the opera? Or on a ride on somebody's yacht?
I never rode on a yacht. What is it?
It's a boat.
Oh, when Fred was courting me, he took me for a boat ride down the Tunnel of Love. Oh. I never saw anybody get so seasick.
Well, I would love a beauty parlor.
You sure could do with one, Cora.
Not half as much as you.
Would you like to step out on the porch?
I certainly would.
Ladies, ladies, please.
Well, I think having a real beauty parlor in Hooterville is a wonderful idea.
So do I. But how will we get one?
If you appoint me to the committee in charge, I get you one.
Okay, let's put it to a vote.
All those in favor, raise their hands. In favors, have it.
Honey, when'd you get home?
Just now.
Who are you going to call?
Mother.
What about?
The In Favors voted for a beauty parlor, and I'm the committee.
What committee?
The Get One Committee.
What's my mother got to do with it?
If anyone can, she can.
Hello?
Hello, Mother. This is Lisa.
Lisa, darling, you're in New York. You escaped.
No, Mother, I'm still up here on the top of the pole.
When is that Frontier phone company going to put the phone in the house?
Mother, I need your help. We got to have a beauty parlor here in Hootersville.
You mean you don't have one? Pack your things. I'll send a plane for you immediately.
I promised the ladies at the club.
Club? You mean Oliver's allowing you to fraternize with the natives?
Mother, we need somebody to do our hair. Could you send somebody?
Well, I could call the immigration department and ask them if they have a hairdresser they'd like to deport.
Mother, please.
All right, darling. Let me see now. Oh, of course. Claude of the Ritz Plaza. I'll call him immediately.
Here you are, Claude.
Claude. Who lives here?
Mr. and Miss Douglas.
Well, then the rumors I heard in New York are true. He's drinking.
Mr. Douglas is not a drinking man. But I am. You got anything in the case?
Would you like a little hair lacquer?
How old is he? Oh, hey, just a second there, Clyde.
That's Claude.
Well, you owe me $1.65 for the taxi ride.
$1.65?
That's a dollar for the ride, and the 65 is for trip insurance.
I'll not pay you a penny more than 50 cents.
Now, just a second, Claude.
That's Clyde. I mean, Claude.
Well, whoever you are, you still owe me $1.65.
Sue me.
I might just do that. Mr. Douglas!
Yes?
I want you to meet my attorney. Mr. Douglas, I want you to sue this feller for $1.65 and cost.
Well, my advice to you is to settle out of court.
Oh. Well, how about a dollar?
Very well.
Thank you.
And thank you. And here's your 15 cents change.
15 cents?
Yes, the 85 cents is for the legal advice to settle out of court.
call Mr. Douglas, your mother sent me. I am Claude of the Ritz Plaza.
Oh, your mother's hairdresser.
Hair stylist, if you please.
Oh, well, how did she get you to come way out here?
Well, Mr. Douglas, everyone has a skeleton in their closet, and somehow your mother found mine. All she had to do was to say one word to me, Scranton. And here I am.
What happened in Scranton?
Well, I don't think that's any of your business. And now, Mr. Douglas, if you'll take me to your wife.
Oh, she's in Hooterville looking for a place for you to use as a beauty shop.
Well, what do I need a shop for? I just came here to do your wife's hair.
Didn't Mother tell you about the ladies' every other Wednesday afternoon discussion club?
What is that?
That is a discussion club where they need their hair done.
Well, I'm certainly not going to open a beauty salon in a place like this.
Scranton.
How many women are there?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Douglas. I'd like to help you, but I just can't let you use my back room for a beauty shop.
The barber wouldn't let us use his shop either.
Well, I don't know what you can do.
Well, all I need is a place for the women to sit down and get beautiful.
Excuse me, train leaving on track one, which is the only one we got for Bleecker's Creek, Shady Rest Hotel, and Pixley. Board!
Oh, Mrs. Smoots, darling. Can I talk to you privately? Oh, Mrs. Bilkins, you're drying beautifully. Oh, Mrs. Prentice, I'm sure you are dry.
Have a look.
Here.
I'm beautiful.
Mrs. Prentice, now you can go home.
I'm afraid to move.
Lloyd, how'd you get into this?
Well, I ain't quite sure. All I remember is Mrs. Douglas said to me, Mr. Smoots, darling, and then everything went black.
Which one was that?
Mrs. Prentice.
Well, I'll be doggone. You think he could do anything for me, Charlie?
You're next, Mrs. Watson.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'm going to be a beautiful girl.
Claude, when are you ready for Mrs. Watson?
This antiquated equipment is impossible. Where did you get this permanent wave machine?
The blacksmith shop.
Yeah. Well, now. What have we here, and what would you like me to do with it?
Make me beautiful.
He's a hairdresser, not a magician.
Ooh, how I'd love to short-circuit your head.
Don't worry, Mrs. Watson. Claude will make you beautiful.
Do you have any idea what you would like?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want you to do my hair just like you did Mrs. Prentice, only taller and in red, and with three spit curls, one here, here, and here.
Spit curls. I absolutely refuse.
Scranton.
You're next.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi. Look, I fixed it so it won't come off when you try...
Crying out loud.
Don't you notice anything?
No. Where have you been all afternoon?
Can't you tell?
Huh? The psychiatrist?
The beauty parlor.
Oh, and you couldn't get waited on.
Beautiful, you look beautiful.
Oh, wait till you see the other women. Their husbands won't recognize them.
Who are you?
Doris, your wife.
Oh, no, I never had a wife with a head that high.
It's the latest fashion, Fred.
Now, you see what you've done. You scared Arnold.
Too bad about him.
Well, get that thing off.
I can't. It's all me.
Well, then go feed the pigs. You're an hour late.
Feed them yourself.
I'm not going to move from here until my hair is set.
What about my supper?
What about it?
Well, get in the kitchen and fix it.
I'm not going near the stove. It'll steam out my spit curls.
What's wrong here?
Mr. Douglas, I've brought you an angry mob.
Well, I...
Oh, they're really steamed up. Care to hire a good $5 bodyguard?
No.
Well, it's just as well. I can't stand the smell of tar, and them feathers tickle my nose.
Darling, what's the matter?
Hair.
Since Cora had her hair fixed, she won't fix my supper.
Neither will Doris. She won't even feed the pigs.
And mine won't chop the wood. She just sits in front of the mirror all day looking at herself.
Mr. Douglas, you're a city fella, but we have accepted you, even if you do strange things.
Like what?
Buying this farm.
Quiet.
Yeah, and always a sticking up for the Department of Agriculture.
Sure, but they're...
And driving a tractor with your vest on.
Gentlemen, I just...
But now you've gone too far, inflicting your city ways on us by mollycoddling our women with that fancy hairdresser.
Yeah, they're acting like city women. They just sit and do nothing.
Gentlemen, I'm surprised at you. City women and farm women are exactly the same. The only difference is that the city women live in the city and the farm women on the farm. Outside of that, you can't tell the difference unless you look at their hair.
Lisa.
Now, why do you think these women want to be beautiful? For you, for their husbands. So that when you come home from the farm tired, but you don't get anything to eat, but you have something beautiful to look at. All you think of is your stomachs. Do you know what they have to go through to be beautiful? Well, I tell you. Did you ever sit under a hot dryer for 3 hours to have your hair electrified to be permanented?
Lisa,
please, don't interrupt me when I'm mad.
Well, I just want to translate that last speech.
They understand. Mr. Ziffer. When was it the last time that you told your wife that she was beautiful?
1929.
Well, tell her again. And when was the last time you gentlemen took out your wives for dinner with their beautiful hair? Go home. Look at your wives. Make a date for dinner. Send them flowers, buy them wine, and... Well, the rest of it is up to you. I thank you, gentlemen.
Maybe she's right, Fred.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to soft-talk Doris a little. She's been a good wife. And there ain't another woman in this valley can get along with my pigs better than Doris.
Lisa?
Yes, darling?
What are you all dressed up for?
For dinner.
You gonna cook dinner in that?
Where are my flowers?
Flowers?
And where's the wine?
The wine?
Put on your tuxedo, we're going out.
We're going out?
You didn't listen while I was talking to the man.
Oh, honey, I'm not gonna get dressed up and go out to dinner tonight.
Scranton.
Huh? Oh, no, that doesn't work for me, no.
Anyway, get dressed. I make a reservation at the Hootersville Diner.
Come here.
Oh, don't mess my hair.
Oh.
Not too much.
Hey, tell me. What did happen in Scranton anyway?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Hemingway's presentation, darling.
Thank you.